A few minutes later, Cal, Lauren, Mech, and Miz trudged down the ramp to be met by seven heavily armed figures who looked far from happy to see them. There were several other ships in the landing bay, and through a long window at the far end, Cal could see dozens of faces watching their arrival. Six of the seven Simorium crew were perhaps only an inch or two taller than Cal, yet he was left with no doubt that they could probably snap him in half using just their eyelids if they chose to. They were even more shark-like up close, and the scale pattern detail on their otherwise almost exclusively black uniforms only added to the effect. The seventh Simorium was much shorter than the others and barely came up to Cal's waist. She, because something about her told Cal she was female, glared up at him with her round black eyes, sneering in a way that showed several dozen teeth and quite a lot of gum, too.
Hi, everyone, said Cal. I'm Cal. This is Lauren, Mech, and you already know Her Royal Highness Princess Mizette, don't you? Sorry, didn't catch your name.
Hunter, said the Simorium begrudgingly. Commander Hunter.
Nice to meet you. Sorry about before, you know, your ship and everything. Did you get it fixed?
Hunter's expression remained unchanged.
I guess you must have, or how would you be here, right?
Cal laughed. No one laughed with him.
Right. Is this one the captain, father?
The girl demanded.
He has the mannerisms and appearance of an imbecile.
Careful, Tira, Hunter warned. You must be on your guard around pirates. They may be dangerous.
Father, said Cal. She's your daughter?
He glanced back along at the window where the others still watched. A few faces were right at the bottom of the glass, stretching up so they could see.
Is it bring your kid to work day or something?
Tira looked him up and down.
He doesn't look dangerous. His crew, maybe. Not him.
Cal put his hands on his thighs and leaned down, smiling.
Well, hey there, you! Listen, I don't know if your daddy has ever told you, but no one likes mean girls. And what you said right now, that was pretty mean.
I could best him,
the girl said. Hunter stepped aside.
Show me.
Huh? Said Cal, straightening up just as the flat top of Tira's head slammed into his groin.
He dropped to the deck like a sack of potatoes, puffing and wheezing as he gently cradled his aching testicles and wished, more than anything, that he'd never been born. Around them, the rest of the Simorium party erupted in cheers and laughter. Tira raised a hand in the air in triumph.
Okay, okay, Cal groaned. Well done. You got me.
Shakily, he got to his knees, only for the girl to wrap her arms around his head.
What the f-,
he managed, before she flipped him over her shoulder and slammed him backwards onto the deck. The Simorium cheered again as Tira jabbed her fist above her head.
Oh, good one, said Miz.
Cal opened one eye and glared at her.
What? It was a good move. Just being honest.
With some effort, Cal rolled over and made it onto one knee. He paused there for a moment, waiting for the room to stop spinning. From somewhere just ahead of him, he felt Tira move into attack.
Bang!
Cal exploded upwards with an uppercut, catching the girl on the end of the nose and lifting her off her feet. There was a chorus of gasps from both crews as she hit the floor, tears already springing to her eyes. Cal covered his mouth with a hand.
Oh, Jesus, I just punched a little girl in the face.
He turned to Hunta, arms raised in surrender.
I am so sorry, he said. But before he could reach the end of the sentence, the butt of a blaster rifle cracked against his forehead, and he dropped once again to the floor.